prayer used to be something most Americans practiced in private, but faith is becoming much more public. Even President Bush takes his faith to work.
We are a nation of prayer.
At Chick-fil-A, which serves up more than $1 billion of chicken sandwiches and fries every year, prayer is penciled into corporate meetings. Management encourages employees to stay married, and the chicken chain stores are closed on Sundays. Company VP Tim Tisopoulos says the company's purpose is to glorify God.
One of the things that I feel very confident about is when I look at my own work life, for me, it's an expression of the higher values in my life.
Chick-fil-A's philosophy is part of a growing movement. The In-N-Out burger chain prints Bible verses on the bottom of its cups. And Ford, AOL, American Airlines, and Intel all support employee faith groups. Kelly Shackelford, chief counsel at the Liberty Legal Institute, says it's all well and fine so long as employers don't force their faith on others.
They go too far when they step over the line and try to force or coerce or require their employees to follow a particular religious belief or practice.
But at work or at the shopping mall, the marketing of religion is here to stay. Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ made more than $600 million at the box office. Agencies such as Marketplace Chaplains says business is way up. And last year, stores selling so-called Christian products took in more than $4.6 billion. Bill Anderson is the head of the Christian Retail Association.
The industry has grown from books and Bibles to include music and apparel and cards and jewelry and children's products. It's really a Christian lifestyle store.
I am the Son of God.
It's a battle for good versus evil.
David Socha runs a company called One to Believe. He markets a line of dolls called Messengers of Faith.
This is Samson. He is the toughest guy in the toy box. Real hero. These all speak scripture. And what's unique about these dolls is we really wanted to make them high quality, so they have 20 points of articulation.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is test marketing the dolls. But whether Old Testament heroes can beat New World heroes like Spider-Man or Barbie remains to be seen. The final judgment is likely to come not from a bearded man in the clouds, but from children sipping snow cones. Millar Sega, VOA News.